Well, it sounds like you don't need me at all. it's going on.
Your name,
I'm sorry, but practically going out of diesel oil, and we had to make a detour. Can we sing Follow, I will follow Jesus, anywhere, everywhere.
Amen.
I will follow him.
Thank you.
Earth works with something.
Lord, we thank you this afternoon that we can meet in this honor, Lord. We thank you that we can sing the songs of Zion, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you that we can sing the songs of the redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Lord, your word declares that you have not redeemed us with corruptible things such as silver or gold, but with that precious blood, as of a lamb without spot or without blemish. Lord, we thank you, Lord, as this song says, that you rose again.
Amen.
Lord, we're glad that you rose again on the third day.
Amen.
Triumphant over death, over hell, and over the grave. And we're glad, Lord, for saving grace.
Hallelujah.
This afternoon, Lord. We're glad, Lord, as you have said in your word that that cross is now empty.
Yes.
And the tomb's empty, Lord. And you've delivered us from the power of darkness. And you've translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son,
yes,
Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, I'm just glad for Calvary. I'm glad, Lord, for all you've accomplished, Lord. I'm glad for those lovely words that you said, it is finished. Lord,
amen.
I'm glad for that.
Hallelujah.
Lord, like the little song said, there's nothing more that I can do.
Yes, for Jesus.
For Jesus come along.
Amen.
And I am complete in him.
Yes.
We're glad we're complete in you, Lord.
Right.
Your word even declares what's impossible with man is possible with God.
Yes,
Lord, I pray as Matthew would come and testify to
him.
Yes. I pray that you'll strengthen him. Bring everything to his remembrance, Lord.
Amen.
You said you'll not even premeditate what you'll say, but the Holy Ghost will bring all in that order. Pray and bring everything to his remembrance.
Yes.
I just give you thanks now for all that you've done, all you're going to do. We say,
amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God to me. Sing the hymn, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought. Jesus. Amen. that for us before on over to the pastor this evening to his God. Maybe we can sing that one for us. Lord, you are so precious to me.
During the lockdown,
amen.
Via the internet, via the message going,
amen.
And we thank God for the media. There's a lot of it false, but praise God when it's true.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's sing this, brother, and we appreciate it, Brother Gary, leading us tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Seen a haven through, I come to the Lord, and I was saved down on my knees, so I did, in my mother and father's house, on the 30th of May in 1990. I was age 14 then, so it was, and I believed in God, and I followed God. I went out in the streets with Tommy and them days, and preached in open air and gospels. But through one thing and another, as you all know, the devil, he tried to put you down, and one thing and another, and I would say probably in around the age of about 17 or 18, I lost my way with God, so I did, and went back into the world, so I did, and I backslid, and that was it. And unfortunately, I knew the truth, and I knew what I was doing at that time was wrong, but I still continued on to live that life. I knew it wasn't right. Now, I'm not saying I was in any particular, any bad sort of person or anything, but I knew I wasn't living my life right. So it wasn't. But I continued on, and then met my wife, Lauren, got married, with three kids, thank God, all healthy and well. And my wife, she started to go to church, and she became a Christian. And she would ask me on several occasions, would I go along to church with her, and I'd make up all the excuses of the day not to go to church with her, and I didn't. On occasions I would have went, maybe on special occasions, but that would have been the height of it. But one thing and another, and didn't. The next thing was, as we all know, this pandemic come along here, and COVID hit in, and everything in went into lockdown. And I had to still work on through the lockdown. People was out of work and stuff, but I had to continue on. At that time, I was working Sunday to Thursday, so the next thing was, come on the airwaves, was the drive-in meetings, and I started to watch the drive-in meetings on a Sunday evening when I came home from work, and I got great encouragement from it. And you know, the Lord started to speak to me, and I started to get convicted that I wasn't living my life in the right way, and I knew I wasn't living it right. And with the restrictions and all going on in place, I went out. I'm into like a bit of cycling and stuff, so we weren't allowed to meet up in the club with the groups. We had to go out and cycle by ourselves. But I'd go out along the roads, and you know, at them times, it was just me and myself and the bike, but God was there too. And God was speaking to me, and he was telling me, you know, Matthew, you're not living your life right. You know, you need to be going back to church. And I would say, but sure God, I can't go back to church. I am working Sunday to Thursday, how can I go to church? And time went on, I kept listening to mass and I kept in there, trying to turn my back on God. And that was alright. The next thing was, Tommy contacted me to say that they've got a fellowship here in Tondragee and would come along. And I said, I'll maybe try and get along. I'll not promise you anything, I'll maybe try and get along. And sort of in my own heart, I was saying to myself, I'm not going to go. But the Lord was working on me, and he had other plans. So the next thing was, my boss come to me at work and says to me, Matthew, you've decided we're going to have to change things. We're going to change to work on Monday to Friday. So I had no more excuses. There was the Sunday that I was having to work. It was gone. And that was it. Set. I had no more excuses. It was just me and God. And I had to make a decision. So I decided to come along. And after a few weeks of coming along, Tommy made the call and asked if anybody would like to come back to the Lord, or anybody that wasn't saved, would the police put up their hands? And I put my hand up. And I believed in my heart. And you know, I believe I have to get up and give this testimony like Brother Tommy said, because you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth to fully show your salvation. And that's why I'm up here the night doing this here. Because I believe it. You know, when the Lord spoke to me in them times in the bike, and he was telling me that even the Christian society, the ministries, the churches and whatnot have you, that they turned their backs on him, and they were looking to men and people, and they'd quit looking to him. And you know, tonight we have to look to God. We can't look to a man. We have to look to God, because God's the only one we can look to. And God has given me my salvation. I'd like to read a couple of verses here just to leave with you tonight. And it's in John chapter 3 and verse 3. And also John chapter 3 and verse 16. In John chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, in particular that second one, that's what I'm believing on tonight. God went to the cross for you and me, anybody listening in, or anybody here tonight that's not saved, that he gave the greatest sacrifice for us. And you know, during all this here pandemic, and you hear of everything that's happening and all that's going on, there is only one true and steadfast thing, and that is the Lord. Yeah. And that's what we have to look for and look till in these times. So we do. And that is my faith is in Jesus.
And I know he can see me through. And you know, before this pandemic had happened, I hadn't prayed, I hadn't done anything. Once it come along, you know, things happen for a reason. And who knows, you know, I'm not saying that this pandemic happened because of me, but through this pandemic, I came back to God. And I seen God in it. You know, and for many years I didn't pray, I didn't do anything. The pandemic came along, I started to get on my knees and I started to pray. And I prayed to the Lord to protect my family and keep them all safe.
Amen.
And you know, maybe about a month ago, my son, he's way off to university, he was way off last week dropping him off. And he was working in McDonald's at the time, and he got contacted from his boss to say he'll have to self-isolate because he's been beside somebody that was COVID positive. And I have been praying that the Lord would protect and keep them all safe. And I was praying the precious blood of Jesus over them all. And I believed in my heart, it's okay to pray it, but you have to believe it. And I believed it, that the Lord would protect them all. And took them just to get the test anyway. But in my own heart, and I told my wife and I told the kids, I says, look, don't worry, it'll be okay. And of course, he went, he got the test, and he was clear. There was no problem.
Amen.
And I believe that was the Lord had protected him. You know, I'm not saying you be foolish in these times and you do silly things, but if you believe in God, God can protect you. And I say, I thank Lord that he has brought me back to him, and that I'm going to try and give him all the glory and not the man. And you know, I'm not saying that I was any particular bad boy whenever I wasn't, you know, but I just wasn't living my life right. And you know, it's good to be saved and know where you're going, and that if you were to die tonight, where you're going to finish up in. And you know, whenever I was back in the world, you know, I couldn't be certain for sure where I was going. I'd like to still think of what I want to God, but at least now I know I'm definitely going to heaven and there's a place there for me now.
Amen.
And that's all I've got to say for now. I don't want to keep you too long. I'll pass over on to the pastor here and he can give you the message. But that's my testimony.
Yes.
As I say, I hope I've given God all the glory in this all and give him all the praise. And that's all. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
I tell you, God's good. And sometimes it's good to be persistent as well.
Amen.
Keep on keeping on. You know. Like the wee man, I think it was in Australia, what retired, and he told God when he retired he'd spend the rest of his life witnessing for the Lord. And he stood in the corner and he told people every day the Lord's coming. And you know, he thought all of his life, he never seen much evidence of anybody getting saved. But there was a pastor one time at a big conference, and there was a lot of testimonies, and every testimony that was given passed that wee man. And he had said, the Lord's coming, and they came under conviction. And when they found it all out, I can't remember all the details, I know you brothers have heard this before, most of you, but there was thousands of people that had got saved through that wee man standing in the corner and saying, Jesus, coming soon.
Yeah.
And when they went to his house to tell him, he was very frail and very old. And he called them in and he made them tea and he brought out wee plates and he could hardly hold them. And when they told him, it took near the breath from him. For he thought nobody would get saved, but thousands had got saved.
Amen.
And I tell you, when you give God your life, God's wanting lives. God's wanting men and women that surrender to him. We're going to see a man here this evening that was surrendered to God in Genesis 5, verse 23 and 24. We know that God will bless his own word. You can remain seated tonight, and I just want for a few moments to look at a man called Enoch. And all the days, Genesis 5, verse 23 to 24, and may the Lord bless Matthew. And there's no telling what God could do with him.
Amen.
As he commits his life fully to God and follows hard after the Lord. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for the Lord took him. 365 years he walked with God. But God had a plan for Enoch far above what Enoch knew himself. And God has a plan for you tonight far above what you know your own self. And the Bible says that God has thoughts for us and they're good thoughts. And God has plans for us and they're good plans. We heard last week as I shared the testimony of Sister Anning Jones and sent it on the mini where a man took a group of youth to John Wesley's chapel. And that youth went round the chapel and round John Wesley's home in particular. And they all saw the rooms where John Wesley lived and he ate. And his bedroom. And when they got into his bedroom, they saw there was two prints at the side of the bed made in the floor. Because John Wesley had knelt in that spot for so long. And so often he had made an imprint in the very boards of the floor. And this was in 1940, and this man that took this youth group from America over to see this called them all out to the bus, and the scene was over, and there was someone, when he counted the heads, was missing. And when he went back up into the room, he saw a young man knelt in the prints of John Wesley. And the young man was praying, and he prayed, "Lord, do it again." And the young man that knelt in those prints in 1940 was none other than Billy Graham.
Amen.
And Billy Graham, whether they like him or dislike him, they can say what they want about him, but I believe he was the world's greatest evangelist. That's what I believe about him. And I don't agree with all that happened, but he won souls to God. And one of God's great servants said he was a messenger. A messenger to this age was Billy Graham. To the Laodicean church age, to the nominal church world. He got invited to places no other man would have went. And that's why God used him to them places. I tell you tonight, here's a man called Enoch. And Enoch walked with God. In 2 Kings 2 verse 1, here's what we read. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah in the heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Verse 11 and 12 of 2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind in the heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. I want you to see what God says firstly about Enoch. He says he took him. God took him. There's a people on the face of the earth today, perhaps that will never see death.
Amen.
Because we know that Jesus Christ is coming again.
Hallelujah.
And we know there's going to be a catching up. That the Lord is going to take a group of people Oh my, you don't want to be here during that time. You don't want to be here during the tribulation. Oh God forbid that any of us would ever be here during that time, because he that's filthy will be filthy still, and he that's holy will be holy still, and he that's righteous will be righteous still. The Lamb had come forth with his book of redemption, and the bride has been taken out. Those who turned it down has to go through the tribulation period, both Jew and Gentile. What a time of tribulation. You definitely don't want to go through it. And the world today is on the brink of the tribulation. The tribulation, the Bible speaks of it. It calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. It said there's never been a time before or after upon this earth like this time that's coming, called the tribulation period. And those that are not right with God, and those that have no oil in the lamp, are going to go through the tribulation. But Jesus Christ is coming for a group of people that's made themselves ready, that they're filled with the Holy Spirit, that they're walking with God, not walking with the world.
Yeah.
And Enoch walked with God. Hebrews 11, verse 5 and 6. And Samuel read this morning: by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. By faith, he was translated that he would not see death. There's going to be a group of people that a brother said, they're going to be transformed.
Amen.
By the power of God.
Hallelujah.
They're going to be changed. You're going to get a new body. Praise God. You're going to leave this earth. You know, I don't know why people are so worried about this world and having the best this and the best that and the best of it else. We're leaving.
Amen.
Now, there's nothing wrong with having someone that's good, but don't get caught up with the treasures and riches of this world.
Hallelujah.
For if you are a true believer, you're going home.
Amen.
To be with the Lord. You're going to leave this world behind, and you're going to be taken.
Hallelujah.
Taken. Amen. By the Lord himself.
Great.
Jesus Christ himself is coming again.
Hallelujah.
When will the Lord come, brother? He could come before the night's over. He could come in the morning. He could come in the evening. He could come at noontime. No man knoweth the day nor the hour. Not even Jesus, but only the Father.
Amen.
And God has set a time when he will come again for his own people. Praise God. He was not found because God translated him. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yeah.
Are we pleasing to God tonight? The Bible says, examine yourself and see whether you're in the faith. Look at verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder.
Amen.
Of them that diligently seek him. Abraham sought God. Abraham had faith. Abraham walked before God, and God Almighty appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre, and God appeared to him. And Almighty God said to Abraham, Abraham, walk thou before me and be thy perfect. And he said, Abraham, I am thy exceeding shield, and I am thy great reward. Seek the face of God.
Amen.
I tell you, Enoch walked with God. Jude 14 verse. There's only one chapter, verse 14 and 15. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. And I tell you, when you look at the genealogy of the Bible, Enoch is the seventh from Adam. And you know, when you follow on, you come to Noah. And Noah's in the same line. And Noah built an ark to the saving of his house, but Enoch was raptured. Enoch didn't need an ark. Enoch didn't need anything like that to save him, because Enoch walked with God, and he was not. And you say, well, praise God, it was good it didn't. That proves they were wrong. They're working with man's intelligence, but Enoch was not working with man's intelligence. And when you take this Bible, you're not working with man's intelligence. You're working with the Word of God, which is eternal. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
God's Word cannot fail.
That's right.
I'm not following a scientist. I'm following Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Heed not scientists so foolishly called. I tell you, the world's in fear today.
Hey.
Test yourself for COVID-19. I have a word for you. Test yourself for fear.
Amen.
See if you be in the fear.
All right.
Test yourself for fear.
Hallelujah.
That's what we need to test for fear.
Amen.
Not COVID-19. I heard a great woman on that wouldn't have her at any of the stations up here, mind you. She's from the south, but she spoke the truth. And I tell you, the thing she said was the truth. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked tonight with it, but I want you to hear that salutation. Now, let me tell you this evening, Enoch was the seventh from Adam, and we are living in the seventh church age. We are living, this is the Laodicean church age, going by the Bible. This is the seventh church age. There's no church age to follow this church age. This is the last church age. This is the age when the Spirit saith, come up unto me. And the bride, the word of the bride saith, come.
Amen.
Now let me read this, Revelation 3:13. He that hath tell you, it's not a time to be staying. That's a time to be going.
Amen.
People talk about putting your roots down deep. If I was you, I wouldn't put them too deep down on this earth. I'd put them up in heaven, for they'll neither moth nor rust corrupts it.
Amen.
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 People talk about Mother Earth. I want to tell you, that's a pagan saying. This earth is going to be burned with fire. God is going to burn this earth. God is going to burn it. And John the Divine said, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down out of God from heaven above. This world is going to be burned with fire. And Jesus is coming again. And we need to be like Enoch. We need to be walking with God. Walk with God. Like our brother Matthew said, we're not foolish. We don't go out and do foolish things. But I tell you what about the people that are abiding by all these rules and then they give them more rules? And you don't need to be smart or a prophet to know that if they put down any more rules, there's going to be a backlash. And people's going to say, that's it. And there's going to be a breakout and trouble all over the country. And it's happening in places already with all their rules. Jesus doesn't give you a rule. Jesus says, come unto me, and I will give you life.
Amen.
And that more abundantly.
Amen.
Firstly, I want you to see what it meant by Enoch walked with God. In the Hebrew, Paul tells us his walk with God was a testimony that Enoch was pleasing to God. I tell you, are we pleasing to God tonight? Are we walking to God? Is our conscience right with God? Are we pleasing to God tonight? Do you know you're walking with God? Our brother's told us in his own testimony, he knew he was away from God. He knew he wasn't walking from God. The Spirit of God talked to him. The Spirit of God moved him. But God brought him to that place where he surrendered and said, Lord, I'll walk with you.
Amen. That's right.
Maybe someone's listening in tonight and you're backslidden. Maybe somebody's in this room and you're not where you should be either. I tell you, you can hide from the preacher, but you can never hide from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The Bible said that God's Word discerns the very thoughts and the very intents of man's heart. God's Word is a discerner. And God knows where you're at and where I'm at tonight. And I want to tell you, the Lord loves you. And His love never changes. It never goes up or down. It remains eternally the same.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never changes. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Don't you worry about pleasing the brother beside you. Worry about pleasing God.
Amen.
You know, you could do something God tells you to do, and it might please a lot of people.
Amen.
But if it pleases God, what about the others?
Hallelujah.
Please God. Enoch, please God.
Amen. Glory to God.
When Noah built the ark, it didn't please a lot of people. When Noah preached for 120 years, it didn't please a lot of people. They said, that old fool's got those young people up there. His mind's gone. Look, the time has passed, 120 years. He's preached the same sermon for 120 years. We've never seen rain yet. And here, look, for 7 days we haven't seen him. He's supposed to go in the ark, and he's disappeared. But they fail to know that God closed the door, not Noah.
Amen.
And the rain came. A.L. once preached a sermon about it, and he said pitter patter, and he did it on the microphone over the thousands listening in, and he tapped the microphone showing the rain coming, pitter patter, and the rain came. And then the Bible tells us the heavens opened, and you think of it tonight when the rain came so much and so far, and the flood came, and the waters come up, and the ark began to lift. There was people floating and trying to swim, and the screaming and roaring, and the multitudes crying out, open the door to us, but it was too late. And the Bible says, too late will be the cry. The day of mercy has passed you by. Oh, but brother, God's mercy endures forever. It does, but it's only good to you if you accept it.
Amen.
If you throw a lifeboat out to the man that's drowning and he doesn't reach for it and he doesn't take it, he'll drown. God has made a way. God has provided an escape route, but man has to accept it. Man has to grip it with the hands of faith. And that escape route tonight from hell and from this tribulation is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our escape route.
Amen.
Paul tells us before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. This is evidently the apostle's interpretation of walking with God. And it is the most correct one, for the Lord will not walk with a man and woman who is no pleasure in. two can't walk together except to be agreed. But she got into that roof space and she sought the face of God. And God visited her and God spoke to her. And he told her every one of them I was saved.
Amen.
And Charlie and Sandra got married. And they both got saved.
Amen.
Billy and Agnes got married and they both got saved. And Roger and Anna got married and they both got saved.
Amen.
And Charlie's a preacher and Billy's a preacher and Roger's a preacher. And not one of them planned it, but a wee woman's prayers was heard by God.
Amen.
And that's why the affection, fervent prayers of a righteous one avail of much. And the Bible says, pray diligently. And see whether they're in the faith tonight or not.
Amen.
How can two walk together except to agree? I tell you, it's the same if I preach healing here and another fellow not believe in healing. You know that's the truth. He won't believe one word of it. He'll tell you it's not for today. It's not for today. We heard this morning all the things that God doesn't do today. Well, my Bible says in Malachi 3 verse 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Amen.
Whatever he did once, he can do again. If he healed the sick once, he'll heal the sick again. If he stopped the plague in the days of Moses and in the days of Aaron, he can stop a plague in this day because he's the same God. And if he sends it and doesn't want to stop it, he can keep his own people safe from the midst of it, like he did with Moses when the death angel passed over. When I see the blood,
amen,
I will pass over you. Take it. You're leaving. Now let's be serious for a moment tonight. Let's do what Psalm says. Selah, think upon this. If you knew this was your last evening upon this earth, how would you spend it? If you really knew Jesus would come before morning, how would you spend this evening? A lot of people say I'd spend it drinking and living it up. That's a fool that must talk like that. The Bible says a fool that said in his heart there's no God. But Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And he could come before morning. And you could be taken. He's going to take you. You say I was going to witness to a fella yesterday, but I didn't get round till it. You might have another chance. Today is the day. If the voice of God moves you to do something, you need to do it. If the voice of God moves you to be a singer or a preacher or a Sunday school teacher, whatever the voice of God's moving you to do, you need to do it. We need to work while it's day. We need to go forward while there's light to do it. Because you're going to be taken. Men walk contrary to God, he will not walk with them. Don't think God walks for everybody, for he doesn't. He said, if my words abide in you, I'll abide in you.
Amen.
As the Father sent me, so send I you.
Amen.
When we quote Jesus is with us, that's a believer. You know, an old preacher said, can you take Jesus with you where you're going? Can you take Jesus with you where you're going? If you can't take him, don't go.
Right.
Amen? Listen to this. Walking together implies friendship, intimacy, love. These cannot exist between God and the soul unless the man is accepted, acceptable unto the Lord. Doubtless Enoch, like Elias, was a man of like passion with ourselves. He had fallen with the rest of mankind. You know that Matthew or Samuel mentioned it this morning about the disease that's reached all men, and that's a disease called sin. And the Bible says there's appointed unto man once to die, and after that to judge him, because sin entered into the world by one man, and death passed upon all men because of sin.
Right.
Adam sinned. grace abounds tonight in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is not in a church. Grace is not in a building. Grace is not in some special man. But grace is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His grace. In Him the life. In Him the way. Jesus Christ. Hebrews tells us, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. God wants us to faith.
Amen.
And He was made pleasing in God even as we can be today. We must here see the way of faith is the only way, and it is open for everyone. The way of faith. How you see it? For by grace through faith. Are you seeing it? You're saved by the grace of God through faith. For by grace through faith are you saved. Not of yourselves, lest you boast.
Amen.
And man would boast. He would boast. He'd say, look at me. Look at I done. Remember, this is man's day. Number 6, man's day. Let me say also about the plague. God's rainbow, 7 colors, not 6. The rainbow has 7 colors, not 6. 7 is completion. 7 is perfection. 6 is man's number. Not only is 6 man's number, but there's a man coming in the last days, the Antichrist. And his number is 666. And the Bible says he's going to put a mark upon the people. And no man can buy or sell, save who? Him who has the number of this beast. Now, I haven't got time to go into the Antichrist tonight, but he's coming. And I tell you, people's going to receive a number. And aren't we seeing already in the world, and I'm not saying it's all of it, but aren't we seeing for people's getting microchips in their hands already?
Right.
To buy and sell in a cashless society, fast coming in. We're almost living in a cashless society now. An old preacher years ago stood in a pulpit when I was a wee boy. I remember them telling it, and this is a long, long time ago. And he said that they'll come when people will take money from a wall with a plastic card, and they laughed at him in the meeting. But all of us today go to the hole in the wall with a Visa card or a debit card, and we do our transactions with a plastic card. And you know the money's all going to come into work because the Bible says they will have one purse. One purse. And the world is going to come under one purse and one government, and church and state's going to unite. And they're going to bring in laws, and they're going to bring in rules.
Right.
And we have a freedom today that might not last long.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, it's a very serious thing.
Right.
And while you're able to come to church, you should come if you're seeing.
Yeah.
And don't sit in the corner because of some stupid scientist. And you say, call them stupid. Well, I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going by them.
Yeah.
I'm not living my life because of some scientist. Where was a scientist when you needed saved?
Amen. That's right.
Where was a scientist when you needed healed by the power of God?
Yeah.
Where were they? We'll have to hear what the scientists say. I've never heard a politician say, we'll have to hear what God says.
Right.
Never once. We'll have to hear the scientist says. In our countries, the leaders that's ruling it are a bunch of liars. And cheats. And some of them background of murderers.
Right.
If you want to walk with God as a man of God, you must begin by believing the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how simple it is. You can't say you're walking with God if you don't believe God. You must believe God. Then Hebrews tells us, believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You must start by believing God as a babe in grace. The high saintship must commence by the confession of a sinnership. I'm going to say it again. The highest saintship must commence by the confession of a sinnership. Every single man that will ever be saved must acknowledge he's lost and he's dead without God. That he's born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That he needs to repent and be saved by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The highest saintship commences with the highest sinnership. We can't be saved unless we realize we're lost.
Yeah.
Oh, but I go to church, that'll never save you. I'm glad you go to church. If you go to church, it's good, but it won't save you. You need to be saved, and only Jesus has the power to save you.
Yes.
Power in His name to save. Confession of our sinnership. And as our laying hold upon Christ crucified, this believing and walking by faith is daily. Enoch walked with God every day by faith. Every day by faith. This is worth knowing and remembering. For we may yet be tempted to thrive for some imaginary higher style of religion and life by looking to our feelings instead of looking alone to the Lord Jesus Christ. Your feelings could lead you astray, but the Word of God won't. But your feelings could. You could feel I need to break into a shop tonight. You say, would you ever feel like that? I did years ago. Felt a whole lot of things. You said, I never done that. Well, I don't care if you never done that. Do you ever feel like stealing a biscuit? What about Nicholson said about the wee boy? He stole the wee cookies. And when he was asked, did he steal them? He never stole them. The mother baked them and they all were disappearing. And wee Johnny's belly was out here. Something like my own. And where did the cookies go? He didn't know, but he had them all eaten. I want to tell you that none of us need to be learned how to tell lies. And don't look at your brother thinking, would he done things I never done? Because you're as big a stinking sinner as he was. Need to call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to have to come to close. Time's beating me this evening. We must remove our eyes from looking alone to Jesus. Remove them from everything else and look alone to Jesus. If we look somewhere else, we'll go backward instead of forwardward. By faith, he became pleasing to God, and by faith, he walked with God. You know, there's another thing about Enoch. I'm going to say this. And I mentioned it on Wednesday. About the feeling and the soul and the spirit. As Enoch walked with God, he realized God was with him.
Amen.
Hear me this evening. People talk about the doctrine of the presence. Enoch had it long before them. Enoch had the real presence. You know what parousia means? It means he doesn't send another, he comes himself. He comes himself. And God himself came for Enoch. He never sent somebody else he came from. He took him. And Enoch realized God's presence. My friend, brother and sisters, you walk with God, you begin to realize there's someone with you. There's a sense of the presence of God in your flesh, in your soul, and in your spirit. You will have a sense of His presence. And the fear of God bringeth repentance. My friend is listening in to this broadcast this evening. Are you seeing? I'm not asking you where you go. But I'm asking you, are you saved? And those that are saved, and you know you're saved, are you walking with God? Are you pleasing Him tonight? Can you take Jesus with you tomorrow where you're going? On the morrow evening as well. Can you take Him with you? Enoch could. And God was pleased with Enoch. 365 days. He walked with God. And he never died. There's a few people in the Bible that never died. People think there's nobody. There's a few. Elijah never died. God took him.
Amen.
And I tell you, Enoch is a type of the church today, the true bride. Seventh church age. No age to follow it. Jesus is coming again. And there's going to be a group of people like Enoch that the Lord's going to take. Let's come and bow our heads tonight. I want to appeal especially to those listening in this evening, but if you're in this room and you need prayer, I want you two to lift your hand to the Lord. God bless you, son. God bless you. You that's listening in tonight, are you walking with God? I know you think it's all a joke, and when these boys go on the street, I know there's some smart alecks that think it's all a big joke. But judgment's coming.
Amen.
COVID-19's nothing compared to the tribulation that's coming on this earth. God's judgments are coming, and you need to be saved, and you need to be right with God. I'm asking you this evening, will you come to Jesus? Will you come to the Lord? Will you surrender to the Lord? If you need a touch in your body, Jesus can heal tonight. He's not just a Savior, He's a healer. He's a baptizer of the Holy Ghost. And He is a soon coming King. Father, we bow before You this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the wonderful testimony of Your saving grace. And we thank You for a man called Enoch. And most of all, we thank You for a man called Jesus. Father, this evening will You bless every head that's bowed in Your presence tonight. Lord, I pray for the hands that's raised this evening in this room and listening in.
Amen.
Restore the backslidden. Save the lost souls, we pray. We know Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Father, I ask You especially this evening that You will stretch Your arm forth with signs and with wonders in the name of Thy holy child Jesus, and confirm the gospel with the healing of the sick, we pray, and the saving of the lost.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Lord, in this room tonight, touch every man, touch every woman, touch every boy and every girl that needs a touch tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, if someone's been spoke to tonight, perhaps they're not where they should be, Lord, grant them Your grace and Your mercy to walk with You. Help every one of us to walk with You. Lord, we know we had desires before we were saved, but You changed them. You've given us new desires.
Amen.
New thoughts. For we had to cast down all reasoning and all vain imagination. But we thank You for Your precious word tonight. Now bless and strengthen Your people. Bless Matthew and his family.
Amen.
Others tonight that's not here, save them, we pray. Families belonging to people in this room and families listening in. Father, will You put Your hand upon them and will You save them? In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each one. As our brother Gary comes, don't forget prayer and Bible study Wednesday night, 7:30. And then next Sunday morning, our brother Gary will be preaching the Word of God. We'll be continuing on. And then the week after that, it'll be their Ian or Mark. And all these brothers, it's a gift to preach. I want you to get at it. I want to encourage us Praise God. And I'm telling you, see if this thing was over. And I'm telling you, I'm not even joking about it. We need to get youth going, Sunday schools going, the whole lot. For the Lord's coming. We need to get Sunday schools going, youth going. I know we can't do it at the minute because of all these rules and regulations. And I think 90% is a load of rubbish myself. I know there's someone out there, but I'm trusting the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Gary. God bless each one.
Shall we sing of him, and that's gone of feet. Be not dismayed, dear be kind, God is your
Amen. Savior would be convicted of their sin,
that they would see their need of salvation, and that they would bow the knee and see it, call upon you and ask you to forgive them of their sins and be saved. Lord, that's all that our desire is tonight, to see souls saved for your pleasure and for your glory. Lord, I pray for the pastor, to bless him, provide his every need, grant strength to him once again, Lord Jesus Christ. For each and every one here, encourage us tonight, encourage us in your word. And Lord, help us, Lord. Lord, we pray until we meet again that you'd be with each and every one of us. For it's in and through your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you.
Amen. Lord, best we go to. We just sing us, we need that that before. Maybe all that you can play, just go up until we meet again. And the dance will come out. The week all of their body will get on top. Lord bless you. God be with you.